Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
There'll be many that come. Come and run to the altar and say, "What must I do to be saved?" God came to me in a dream. God gave me a vision. And I know I must be saved. What must I do to be saved? This is that hour. This is that hour. There's a due order. Just for the sake of this message, in Genesis 11, we see where God had commanded the people to disperse into all the earth. Go and, you know, disperse. But they chose, see, like Uzzah or Uzzah, they chose, like Saul, they chose instead of allowing or doing what God said. So they went into a plain called Shinar and said, "Let us build us a tower and build us a city here and establish our name here." Some say they were building that tower because it wasn't too long before they had come through the flood, and they were, in essence, in their own accord and own strength, building something they felt like was high enough to withstand if another flood came. See, those are people that are not walking with God. Amen. Because God gave them a sign, yes, called the rainbow, yes, a covenant that he would never destroy the earth again by rain. But these people still. See, how, isn't this depictive of the world? As much as we see God move, you hear people talk about it in such ignorant ways. Now, please, nobody get offended with this, but Karl Marx, when communism was taking over, there were people that were working with him, but that weren't really for him. They were working with him. He called them useful idiots. Again, nobody get offended with this anywhere, please. Thank you, Jesus. But today you have people that would be termed useful idiots. They're not seeing the movements of God. They're calling evil good and good evil. But it's time to awaken. It's time to wake up the church. Amen. Doesn't matter politically, you know, right or left. Or no, let's go with what is right. You understand what I mean? What is based upon the word of God? What is going to favor the church? Amen. What is going to uphold our standard? Not what our grandma or grandpa necessarily did. We need to think for ourselves and not be useful idiots. Getting the narrative across is like the frog in the water. He don't even know he's in the water till it gets too hot and he gets boiled and now he's frog legs. People gonna wake up and say, "Wait a minute, wait. This is not what we want." Too late. God has given us a glimpse of the ultimate one world narrative. Amen. Amen. And we can piece this thing together. Now, it may not unfold exactly like this, but we saw it. Amen. We saw it. God let us see. He'll allow nothing except he show it first to his servants, the prophets. So we see them building that in defiance of God. So God came down. Said, "Let us go down and confound their speech." And he did. He confounded their speech so that they wouldn't or couldn't understand one another. And the building stopped. And they were scattered, as God said. If you recall, in Jerusalem, the first church, which, by the way, dealt with a lot of bias and a lot of prejudice, the Jews in Jerusalem, they were told to go into all the world, but they stayed in Jerusalem. All the apostles, everybody was there until God released a persecution. And then they scattered. Now, what God took out of the earth in Genesis 11, he returned to the earth. In Acts chapter 2. See, the people were of one mind, they were of one accord, in unity, but their purpose was evil. So God came down and confounded it. Have you had a glimpse of how coordinated this whole narrative has been on every level? From vaccines to 5G to viruses to digital currency, all of it's set. Somebody say, but God. See, they're trying to build a tower to become God. Amen. That's what it's all about in this last day, becoming God. But God, just like back then, he came down and he kind of ruffled some feathers and stopped some stuff from, amen, accelerating to give us opportunity to get back into a due order. Because the church has been out of order. Lives have been out of order. And I hope somebody's heart gets convicted. Amen. Because, amen, faith is a conviction. Amen. In order to bring about a conviction in the court of law, amen, you got to have evidence. And so there's got to be some conviction based upon evidence. And so God has to reorchestrate and change around lives so that there comes conviction. That's my prayer. Lord, convict hearts. Amen. Change hearts. Change the mind of people so they start to align themselves and stop playing games. Stop putting your head in the sand. Stop acting like what's happening ain't really happening. Amen. Stop ignoring stuff and blaming it on people. No, it's the devil behind it all. Amen. So God messed all that up. And then in the book of Acts, chapter 2, when they got things in order, when Peter said, listen, there were 12 of us. There's only 11. We need one more. They chose out through casting of lots, the way that they did it back then. Casting lots, they chose Matthias to make the 12. That was chapter 1 of the book of Acts. They brought about an order that Jesus had established. Is that right? Understand this. This will save you a whole lot of trouble. It'll put you on a fast track to God's blessing, the kavod, the presence. It won't be a labor. It won't be hard. It'll be right there. Amen. When you bring things in order. So they got those 12. Chapter 2 could never have come to pass had chapter 1 not been put in place. God's not going to come into something that he hasn't ordered. So they got that in order, and then on the day of Pentecost, which is next Sunday, by the way, Pentecost Sunday, they had been 10 days together in one accord, in one place, as was in Genesis 11. They were all in one accord, in one place, but their motivation was evil. Acts, they were obeying God. Now understand this too. If you read in the book of Acts, the Lord had appeared to 500. Read it. It's in the book of Acts. No, it's in the book of Corinthians. One of the first or second. I don't know where exactly at the moment. He had appeared to 500 and told them, go and tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. That's what he told them. Only 120 of them. That was with children too. Only 120 found their way to the upper room. So that means 380 were out of order. Only 120 heeded what the Lord said and got themselves in order. And guess what? On that day, you know the story, there came a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind, and Holy Spirit filled the room, filled the hearts, filled the people, endued them with power from on high to go out. And they went out from that upper room, and all of the nations were there in Jerusalem. And all the nations, what God did in Genesis 11, he confounded their speech so they wouldn't understand each other. Book of Acts, God gave each one that came out of that upper room a language of each of one of the nations, so that the nations could hear them speaking in their own tongue the mysteries of God's kingdom. And because of that, 3,000. What a way to jumpstart the church, huh? 3,000 came to the Lord. Peter stood up and preached a sermon, and 3,000 came to know the Lord in Jerusalem. Do you understand the repercussions? Imagine if suddenly 3,000 unsaved people in this city at one time, amen, businessmen, store owners, law enforcement, you know, first responders, school teachers, amen, coaches, everybody from every walk of life suddenly gave their life to the Lord. That would change the very demographic. That would change everything about this city and this region. And that's exactly what God did. When he came this time, he changed all of Jerusalem. Now they would move with authority and influence. When early on they were just a few. But when that happened, that now they had a voice. They could determine in the physical realm, in this reality, laws and things like that. So do you see how important it is to bring things into a due order? I'm going to close with this. Our Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things that people seek after, he says, will be added unto you. Do you trust that? Amen. You see, praying is not just telling God a bunch of stuff that you want or that you need. There are those that did a lot of things for God, but never became acquainted with God. Lord, have we not cast out devils in your name? Have we not done many mighty works in your name? He says, depart from me, workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. We were never intimate. Let me challenge you here. The word says that after Jesus was born, that Joseph knew Mary, his wife. Then they had other children. Before Jesus was born, he didn't know Mary. Now, he knew her, but he never lay with her. He never, let me say, never had intercourse with Mary. Never went through the process of reproduction. Now, Jesus said to these people, he said, depart from me, workers of iniquity, I never knew you. He uses the same word. Let me say it this way, and you'll understand what I mean. He was saying to them, I never knew you because we never had intercourse. My word, my sperma, never went into the womb of your spirit. You prayed, you've done things, but have you really connected with me? You see, a lot of people, church. That's what we need to understand. No, it ain't about a building. It's about a relationship.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.